This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. This will probably be our last year on the Sefer itself of Tzipi Sal Yeshua. And Bezus Hashem, we're looking to publish a translation and a commentary on the Sefer Tzipi Sal Yeshua. If anybody would like to be Mishtatef, please let us know. And we're continuing the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim just brought out very powerfully that the learning of Kodshim is considered halacha l'mais of Zman Hazeh. That it's actually considered one of the topics that are noigea b'zman hazeh, because the Chofetz Chaim brought the Gemara Bava Metzia Kuf Yedaled that Rabba Bar Avua met Eliyahu, and Eliyahu asked, "Nu, Rabba, why aren't you learning Tarois?" And he said, "I have a hard time with the four." And Rashi said, "The four that are noigea, Moyed, Noshim, Nezikin, are noyeg, and Kachim also. Tamid Chacham Har Oisek and Hilchas Avoida is considered like their Makar v'Karbanos." So that means the Chofetz Chaim says, from here we see the learning of Kachim is considered noigea lemaisa. The Rambam in his Perash Mishnah, the end of Menachos, also says that Tamid Chachamim that learned Hilchos Karbanos, it's like the Beis Hamikdash was built in their days. And you know, if I were a Rosh Hashiva and Brisk, I would milk this teaching of the Chofetz Chaim. Now, I don't think that's what the Chofetz Chaim is referring to, because I think in many yeshivas they learn Kachim for the lumdus of it, and the Chofetz Chaim is referring to learning it halacha l'maisa. But it really, it's an amazing thought that in the world of the Chofetz Chaim, learning Kachim is not any less than learning Aruch Chaim. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim is addressing. He says, I know what people are thinking. Isn't it more important to learn Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Shabbos, and so forth? And to that, the Chofetz Chaim says, no, it's not more necessarily more important. It's not necessarily more important. Namely, because it's considered like you're actively, it's considered halach l'maisa. So this will probably be our last session on this sefer. Veda oid. Says the Chofetz Chaim another point. The limud hazeh mayo la'adam. This learning will help a person shlo yimatsu mekachugin olav momala, so that it will not be found any accusations against the person above. Kedisa bazar hakadosh v'medrash hanelam leparshas vayera, like we find in the Zayar, in the medrash hanelam on vayera, amar Rav Kruss Bedoy, hayman demadker inyana dekarbanaya. Anyone who mentions the subject of karbanos v'sik ruvta befume, and not only that, v'sik ruvta befume, and the karbanos are in his mouth. What does that mean? Targum ha'adam shemazkir inyanei hakarbanos v'hakraba befiv. A person who mentions the subject of karbanos and offering them with his mouth, bavate knesios uvate midrashos, and shuls and bate midrashim, dainu kol karban v'karban lama huba. That is, for each karban, why it's coming. Umase hu avoida v'hakrava mamish b'chol karban. And the act of its service and bringing it actually in each karban, v'kivan ba. And he has intent. What does that mean? Roitz loimer. That means to say shetehiza b'makam esa kahakrava, that his learning of it should be in place of the engaging in bringing it. L'chaper al yideza oisay hachet shaba alav oisay hakarban, to mechaper through it for that sin that the carbon comes for. Bris krusahi, there's a sealed covenant. The inun malache demidkarin choyve la'avashale, that those angels that whose job it is to mention his sin to his choiv, to his detriment, they will only be able to do good to him. What does that mean? Bris krusahi, it's a irrevocable covenant, that those angels that mention his sin to harm him will only be able to do good to him. This is the language of the Zayar HaKadosh. V'ayin sham oed, look, see there further, she'elyo anavi gila zeh hasoed l'Reb Pinchas, that Elyo anavi revealed this secret to Rabbi Pinchas ayin sham. V'inei mizeh ha'maymer levad. From this statement, can you imagine that? Any angel that would dare prosecute against a person, if a person learns the karbanos, it silences the malachim. From this teaching alone, Nucha Lahavin, we can understand Goydel Hazrizus Lalimadahu. How important it is. We can understand how energetic we should be for this learning. Because who would Haloi call Echad Yodes Nige Lavavai? Everybody knows their own imperfections. We all know our own imperfections. Everybody knows their personal sins. You know, on the outside, we could look like a big tzaddik, but we know on the inside all of our imperfections. And we know that in Shamayim they know our imperfections. And we know they have the scoop on us up there. And they could be prosecuting against us. Everyone knows Sheyesh Avon is how we have many sins. And therefore we have, because of that, many accusatory angels. Rachman al-San, heaven forbid. Heaven should save us. Kimikol avoin nivra mekatre gachad. From every sin, it creates a prosecutor. Kedeisa ba'avais parak dalet. Like we find in the fourth parak of Avais. So how are we going to silence these prosecuting angels? But uksheish lanu eza etza v'sachbula. If we had a technique or a trick, lahashkit rucham, to silence their spirits, layuchlu lekatre galenu, that they would not be able to prosecute against us. Va'adarava, and just the opposite, yazkirunu l'toyb l'thnei Hashem Yisbarach, they will mention us for good before Hashem. Kama anu chayovim lases libeinu l'ha'etzahi. How obligated we are to study and be attentive and to try to take advantage of that advice, not to be lazy in it. In other words, this is something everyone has to think about. We all know we have sin. We all know they have the scoop on us. We all know they could be prosecuting against us. But there's a way out. There's a defense. So what we should take advantage of it. Namely, we should do everything we can to learn the subject of karbanos. Umilvad koza, aside from all of this, halay bisman shebeis hamikdash kayam, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, ilu hayaroitza af hanasi shebeisrael lahakriv karban ma'atzmai. Let's say the Beis HaMikdash stood and the nasi of Klal Yisrael wanted to bring a karban himself. Ein lo rishus l'zeh, he had no permission to do this. And that's v'uzoya machnes naga avrozeh. Uziah was punished with leprosy because of this. V'rak lekoyhanim nitein rishus. Only Kohanim are given rishus. But nowadays, every Jew has rishus to learn the subject of karbanos, and Hashem will consider it as if he brought it. V'ilu bizmanenu, in our times, kol echad miYisrael, every single Jew, yesh lei rishus, has permission, lilmoid inyanei karbanos, to learn the subject of karbanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu choshev alav, God will consider it ki'ilu hikrivan, as if he brought it. V'oid yesh kama ma'amari chazal, there are also many teachings of chazal, ha'mafligim oid, that speak at great length, b'inyan kedusha salima rahi, about the sanctity of this subject. Uma'ad mehem hetakti b'sifri Torah ar ayin sham. Some of them I printed in my Sefer Torah ar, look over there. So this is the conclusion of the Sefer Tzipis Yeshua, where the Chavetz Chaim's closing arguments are, first of all, whenever we do a sin, it creates a prosecutor. And the Zayar teaches us, by learning the subject of karbanos, it silences the prosecutors above. And we should think about the fact that even if the Beis HaMikdash was standing, even the Nasi would not just be able to bring a karban whenever he wanted. Certainly, we should say to ourselves, but think about our opportunity that we can today, by learning about karbanos, bring karbanos whenever we are, whenever we so desire. Maybe next week we'll see some of what the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Torah are. Stay tuned. This concludes Sefer Tzivis HaLishua, Divrei Hatsoyer Sheba Kahuna. These are the words of the youngest, the smallest of all the Kaihanim, HaMekavli Shuas Hashem, who awaits the salvation of Hashem, Yisrael Meir, Ben Rav Aryeh Zeva Kohen Miradin, Baal Mechaber Sefer Chafetz Chaim Mishnah, the author of the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah. Okay, so stay tuned for scheduling for next week. Tonight, we have an all-time fantastic shiur about the Makos and the 10 Sfirois. You don't want to miss tonight's shiur at 8:30, so be there. I hope to see everybody, and want everyone to mark on their calendar. Please join us March 3rd to March 5th for our first ever Machon Magen Rakia convention in Miami. Also join us February 17th to the 22nd. We're following in the footsteps of the Chida. We're going to be visiting many Mekaymos where the Chida lived and thrived, and the Kvarim of many Tzadikim and Mekubalim. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.